Please help keep WGXC alive and on the air. This is our Dead Air 2 Resurrection, the sequel. Pledge drive. And again, the number to call is 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. And hi.
Hi, I'm Tom Ditto.
Tom Ditto.
Yeah, I tend to hang with the Catskill Makers Syndicate down
nice.
There on South Bridge. And also I work in Cairo at the old Rudy Bearcat Holography Lab. And I'm really pleased to cheer you guys on and hope you make your goals with wampum or whatever, and bitcoins. It's just a broad spectrum of value transfer.
Exactly. That was the term I was looking for. Thank you so much. I just couldn't come up. I got myself all mixed up.
Yeah, I'm all mixed up about Bitcoin, too. And it's good to be here at the Magpie, which is a magnet. I'm drawn to the Magpie's collection of Shakespeare because this is a really important day in the history of Shakespeare's scholarship. They just announced that the first three Henry VI plays, or the three Henry VI plays, were co-authored by Marlowe. And this has been a point of contention for a very long time, at least 150 years, is where did all this good stuff come from? And now using computers and also good scholarship, they've come to the conclusion that Marlowe, Christopher Marlowe, you know I'm talking about, he wrote several plays before Shakespeare and then suddenly died. And the question is, did he have any influence on these fabulous plays? Because he was a very great playwright. So the Oxford University Press just yesterday published these three plays, the Henry VI, Part 1, 2, and 3, and they co-credited Christopher Marlowe. And that's a huge... Oh, wrong word. That's an important change in the history of Shakespeare scholarship. So that's the message I bring from Shakespeare. It's a 400-year-old thing. It's been going on for a while.
Yeah. That's very interesting information. Thank you. And so do you live here in Catskill? Are you a resident?
I've lived all my life in Ankrumdale, New York. I'm 72. But some time ago, I discovered that my colleague, Rudy Bearcat, was another person who moved up here. He had a holography studio in Chelsea, and I had seen his work there. And then I was startled to realize that he had abandoned the city. He was an expat and had built himself his own home and a fabulous holography studio. And we worked together until he died 8 years ago. And now I'm trying to kind of walk in his shoes. Can't do it, but he restored many, I think four buildings on Main Street here with Hudson Talbot. The two of them were a team. And when Hudson comes down the street to go to the community center where he's so active, he'll point out some of the buildings and some of the features of the town's Main Street that he triggered with his social contribution. I think you might know what I'm talking about. And great things are happening in Catskill. The Magpie, WGXC, and of course the Makers Syndicate, the Catskill Makers Syndicate, where it's just a moment ago, I came in one day and I noticed a sandwich board saying Tech Tuesdays. And, you know, all were invited, and I went in, and boy, we hit it off immediately. These are high tech hippies, you know, just like the radio station. You know,
I don't know how high-tech we are, but, you know, we're...
Moving electricity is a demanding...
Highfalutin hippie.
Yeah, I mean, microphones and earphones, well, okay, they've been around for 100 years, but getting a small radio station to be heard like you guys do, I think, is a technological accomplishment, and there are computers involved. I can see one right here. And there are another one. So
another one.
The Catskill Makers Syndicate is unique in that it makes the computers. And I mean, they'll take an old computer and bring it back from the dead. But I got involved with making computers in the 60s and 70s when I started my career. And it's great to run into like-minded people who are interested in getting down to the motherboard and triggering the bits to do a special dance. So It's quite a crew over there. I haven't seen a Tech Tuesday for a while, but maybe when the spring flowers are out, they'll be back into that, or who knows. But they make a great contribution also to Catskill.
What's the address over there? And I mean, can people well, it's on South.
Yeah, you can walk in. Friendlier people you couldn't find. Brian Laus, who hails from L.A. and his family comes from Hawaii, is just an open-minded person with a broad view of humanity, and some pretty broad-minded people seem to be interested in the special vibration that comes out of that operation. So over and all, I mean, Catskill has really sprung to life. You know, it's, I mean, I've been around long enough to remember the way the situation was, because, like I say, I've been around since I was born in 1944, and I've lived in this area all my life. And, well, you came over to this part of the river, or you know, this area, and it was severely depressed. So now there was gentrification where rich people push poor people out, but that isn't what's happening here. It's where loving and creative people are springing up and making everybody comfortable. And I began to notice that, and you know, when I'd go down the street and I'd look around, I'd say, oh my, it's not just that there's a cultural consciousness, but there's something about welcoming everybody, you know, because everybody's wonderful. And once you find out what's making them tick, I mean, you may not agree with them politically or something like that, but they have families, and they are looking for entertainment that is locally generated, people playing musical instruments, or you know, people who work on their own culinary crafts or whatever. And this is radio station has done a great job in its community outreach. I hope you get your funding. I see some more people coming in the door. I could pass this earphones on to the next victim.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for sharing that, your story, and also your relationship to WGXC.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
I did go out to a workshop there once when they were teaching. I brought my son along so I could learn how to make an antenna.
Over at Wave Farm?
Yeah, at the Wave Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a cool place.
Yeah. So, yeah. And we made a couple of antennas that are specially tuned to the frequency. 90.7. It's just, it works on other frequencies, but it really pulls in WGXC. So we have a couple of those in service now.
That's great. Maybe some people who have radios that don't get the signal so well, maybe they could use one of those.
Custom crafted.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, so at the Maker Syndicate, maybe people can come to the Maker Syndicate and learn how to make one of those. But thank you so much. Our tally has gone up.